From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the Israeli city Tel Aviv, two Palestinian gunmen opened fire late Wednesday on shoppers and diners at a marketplace near the Israeli Defense Ministry, killing four, wounding five. Israeli police have both shooters, identified as cousins from Hebron, in custody. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned to Israel from a visit to Moscow, held a meeting with his security chiefs.
This is a savage crime of murder and terrorism in the heart of Tel Aviv. It's done by criminal terrorists who don't value human life or are willing to murder innocent citizens.
An Israeli police spokesman said an investigation is underway, but there had been no attacks on Israeli civilians and police in Tel Aviv since New Year's Day. No concrete intelligence a terror strike was in the works. Israel has seen a relative calm following several months of Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians and security forces, sparked by rumors that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem religious site sacred to Muslims and Jews. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks that are disrupting the country's oil production. The Niger Delta Avengers also said the group blew up an oil well belonging to the Chevron Corporation in the Wari North area. The Avengers have claimed responsibility for a wave of attacks in southern Nigeria on facilities owned by Chevron, Shell, and Eni. Analysts say the damage has cut Nigeria's oil output by about a quarter, more than 500,000 barrels a day. The government said this week it was forming a committee to open a dialogue with the rebels. A previous wave of attacks in the south ended in 2009 with the start of an amnesty program that paid for militants. This is VOA News. In Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters is preparing to enter the Islamic State-held city of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Christopher Carver said the Syria Democratic Forces, numbering some 3,000, are on the outskirts of the town. An assault is likely just days away.
Not a matter of hours. I think they're a matter of days out. At the pace they're moving now and at the speed that they've been able to fight the enemy, we think they're a matter of days before they conduct the attack on the city. That being said, the enemy gets a vote. And if Daesh puts up a stiffer resistance, that could slow down just in any type of normal fighting. But we think they're not hours out. We think they're days out. And we anticipate that assault to come in the coming days.
Campaign success would cut off the IS group from recruits and fighters flowing in from Turkey. Approximately a dozen SDF fighters have been killed so far in the week-long offensive, some 100 others wounded. Iraqi security forces have retaken a southern neighborhood in Fallujah from the Islamic State, the government's first presence in the western city in more than 2 years. A U.S. defense spokesman in Baghdad said brigades from three army divisions, counterterrorism units, federal police, tribal fighters are pushing toward the city's center. Meanwhile, there are signs the numbers of civilians trapped inside is much larger than first thought. Lisa Grand is the U.N. humanitarian coordinator for Iraq.
I think we thought that there would be about 40 to 50,000 civilians who were at grave risk. What we now think, based on the stories that people are telling us, is that there are probably closer to 90,000 civilians that are still inside of Fallujah, that are still trapped, that still can't reach safety.
The Pentagon spokesman said the fate of those civilians is a tough problem and being watched closely. Japan has lodged a protest with the Chinese ambassador in Tokyo after a Chinese naval warship sailed close to territorial waters of disputed islands in the East China Sea for the first time. Japan said the vessel sailed to within 24 nautical miles of the islands known as the Senkakus in Japan and Diaoyu in China. Three Russian naval vessels were also sighted. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday, called for closer security ties in the fight against terrorism.
The fight against terrorism has to be fought at many levels, and the traditional tools of military intelligence or diplomacy alone would not be able to win this fight.
Mr. Modi praised the U.S. effort to achieve a stable, democratic Afghanistan and underscored the growing economic and cultural ties between the countries. Forces loyal to Libya's new unity government claim to have advanced deep inside the coastal city of Sirte, considered the Islamic State's stronghold. A brigadier general told the Associated Press his forces seized a key bridge and are just 5 kilograms from the kilometers from the city's center. The British government said it will extend the period of voter registration for the European Union referendum by 48 hours to meet a last-minute surge in applications that crashed the voter website. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.